The 3 days basically is aimed to bridge the gap between the parties. And you remember that on the last, when we concluded the second phase of high-level realization forum, that the position of the parties were far apart. And there were five key issues that were identified to be outstanding issues in governance and five issues as outstanding issues on security. And giving to the mandate of the Council of IGAD Council of Ministers authorized one more round of intensive interlink consultation. So when we came here, we looked at the new Greek proposals that was drafted by IGAD, and the IGAD had been consulting the four parties differently. They had consulted the Tigono separately. They have also consulted the SPLA-IO separately. They also consulted the armed opposition separately. They also consulted the political parties separately. And all those parties has already been consulted. And we have just finished yesterday around roughly around 8 to 9 o'clock in the evening, the final consultations on security sectors. Apparently, most of the issues in governance seems to be getting much better, but the issues, there are a little bit of concerns on issues of security, particularly in who should take in charge of the security of Juba Town, the capital city. So also issues have to do with who should be contained, should be all forces should be contained, or should be there exceptional of cases. And in governance, we having issues still to do with the responsibilities of the allocations of the responsibilities of power sharing, or basically the power sharing. There's still issues of concern over that, particularly to the government. And also we still have issues to do on issues to do with the state, and also the parliament, also the government has concerned over that, because the new formula is that the parliament has to be reconstituted as old, and it has to consist of 400. And so these are the major issues. And apparently now we are moving to the second round of the intensive consultation has also begun. So we had the first round, we finished, and now we're heading to the second round. And the second round, two parties has already seems to have been consulted. And by 10 o'clock today, before the afternoon, the other parties will definitely be consulted on the process.
Yes.
So far, one would say that they are progress, but limited.
Yeah, that is what I was coming into, Peter. Now today seems to be the last day of the consultation. Yeah. What are some of the issues that you can say you've really made a breakthrough or any progress? What are the tangible progress you can really tell us?
Yeah, what we could say there is progress, the spirit, but this consultation is purely bilateral. Basically, it's the mediated sitting with individual parties and discussing for hours and hours. And then they go and also sit with the other parties discussing for hours to hours. So sometimes you basically never know what the mediators have discussed with the SPLMI, what they have discussed with the Tigon, and what they have discussed with the political parties. And basically for us, the political parties, we would say there is progress, or generally there is progress. And I think so far, with the second round of the mediation, or the second round of the consultations, which is likely to end today around 12 o'clock, that means there will be progress. And thereafter, we are expecting before the end of the day to have a new bridging proposal presented to us in plenary by the mediations. And that actually, that perhaps would be believed to be the final draft proposals that perhaps would be submitted to the IGAD summit. Of head of the state, and so far, today's will actually tell the general outcome out of it, because we're still in the kitchen, we're still talking, and we're still in the very, very intensive consultation.
And in this consultation, just tell us from both sides, who is there?
Who is here is basically, you have the Tigono represented with a very limited number of people. You also have the SPLM-IO, represented by a number of people, and then you have the SPLM-FD represented by one person, which is also part of the opposition, South Sudan Opposition Alliance. Well, so generally, South Opposition Alliance, there are nine group, eight parties represented, and then you have the political parties, which are represented by three three individuals, me, myself, and Cornelio Cohn of the National Alliance, and then Gisele Kerr. So basically, it's a small number of people, not that huge, and we are in a small room, and the consultation is also taking very few, like the Chigono, who do a consultation, who are basically about four or five, the same thing goes through. So it's not a big number, so it's, the talk is actually narrowing down to decision-making and to the head of the parties. The mediation is actually discussing directly to the heart of the parties and to the one, to the individual that represent the various parties. So it's not like the previous round or the third round. It's a consultation of a small number of people.
Yes, and there's this...
those who could make decisions.
Yes, and there's this talk of the face-to-face meeting between President Kiir and Dr. Riek Machar. First, it was said to be in Khartoum, and now the talk is that it's going to be in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. What are you hearing there on the ground in Addis Ababa as you engage with these IGAD mediators?
Officially from the opening remark by the IGAD chairman, by the chair of IGAD, put it very clearly that, of course, there is going to be a face-to-face meeting with Dr. Riek Machar and President Kiir, and they put it very clearly that this is not part of the revitalization process, but is a complementary to the process itself, because they say that we officially recognize that the SPLM-IO is represented at high-level revitalization forum by Henry Odor and Angelina. We also officially recognize the SPLM-IO represented by Nel Demial and Martin Elia and Nokwe, and as well the other political parties are represented by the Umbrella and the National Alliance. So they all know that as far as the process of high revitalization is concerned, they know who are the one representing. But they're saying this is not part and partial of the revitalization process, but it's a process that actually meant to complement the process that is going on apparently.
As political, as opposition or political parties there, yes, what is your take on this face-to-face meeting?
We welcome the face-to-face meeting with reservation, of course. We know that the two leaders own South Sudanese a lot. They own South Sudanese apology, and we will actually welcome and back them fully when we see a total and a perfect commitment from themselves to reaffirm themselves they have to reaffirm themselves and their commitment toward the peace process, toward democratic transformations, and at least that we can now join hands to usher in a new era, an era of peace and prosperity to South Sudanese, an area where South Sudanese will embark in a serious democratic process so that at least the power is handed back to them at the end of the day. So, but if the business continue as usual, as what we saw in July 2013 violence, what we saw in December 2013 violence, we definitely take the side of the people and own the two people. We ask for the apology to the people, and therefore we welcome the move in brief, and we actually ask them for more commitment to recommit themselves to the peace process and to recommit themselves to South Sudanese as leaders, and so we welcome the meeting with reservations, and we ask for them to do much more than that they did. They have to change the path that they had been, and at least this time they have to commit themselves to peace process.
All right, Peter, let's leave it like that. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning, and we wish you all the best. Peter Mayen Mazoldid is the leader of the PLP, and he's representing the Opposition Political Parties Alliance right there in Addis Ababa.